the properties were described in a legal manner. A map showing the property affected may be obtained from the City Council by way of request of the Department of the City Development at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. Telephone number is listed there during the normal business hours. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 62.237(d)(2) of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15-9.0200 of the City of Franklin UDO. A copy of the proposed draft ordinance is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, address already given, during normal business hours. The public's invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Planning Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council, dated this 26th day of March, 2019.
Okay, before we get to Mr. Deedle, for the Planning Commissioners, we're going to do this slightly different than we usually do in terms of a series of drawings and approval. The approvals will stay the same, but the scheduling of the drawings. The applicant did not return back to the staff revised drawings based on the recommendations and questions from staff. Purpose in that was, there was a whole bunch of reasons for it, but the issue that I think we'll solve by this is we'll minimize the amount of back and forth by offering our comments and changes as well as comments and changes from the public. And any motion we make will be subject to staff review and submission of those to the Common Council. It's the old way we used to do. So, kind of going back to that. And Mr. Deal's not happy. Mr. Deal.
Thank you. If you want to put the maps.
Sure.
I'll start. So there's a couple things. So this is just the PDD amendment. There's other parts that are related, but not part of the public hearing, not part of the PDD amendment. The public hearing is just for the PDD amendment. That PDD amendment includes three things, essentially. One is changing the hours of operation for the ski hill to make it the same hours of operation as everything else. Also to allow them to do grooming out there anytime they want to during the season. That is a big change. However, we did do some research of other ski hills in the Wisconsin area, and all of them have some hours of operation similar to that, that they can do grooming operations anytime they want to. The only example, there was one example, I forget which one it is now, that did have a stipulation or a condition that they had to start this grooming on the side closest to the adjacent residential homes. So that the idea being that they'd finish that part first, go around the ski hill, and be on the side farther away from all the homes. A little bit more difficult, there are homes on other sides, although the closest homes are on the west side. So staff has a suggestion that be added as a condition of approval. Remember, suggestions are not included in the ordinance, so if you agree with that, you'd have to make that a motion. Otherwise, staff is not recommending or has no objection to that change. That's only the first part of the PDD, and that language change is on page 17 of the draft ordinance. On page 22 of the draft ordinance is this discussion about changing the buildings and moving the buildings. Again, now that we got the map, I can maybe point. So again, this is the piece of property that they bought from the DOT. Nothing has been approved there yet from a site plan standpoint. The original PDD preliminary plans show stuff in that general vicinity, actually showed a larger building over here. But there are no site plan approvals for anything over here. Over here is where they had also shown no site plan approvals, the M1 building, which is the four-story mixed-use building, retail on the first floor, apartments on the three floors above. That was a larger building that did not have site plan approval either. It just shown that way on the preliminary plans. Those preliminary plans form the basis of this PDD, so that's why we have to do an amendment to show, to allow an apartment building here instead, and a smaller one-story retail building, and then to allow the multi-story building over here. So that's the second change on page 22. Also, there are some other minor changes that we've made to the tax keys and legal descriptions because of all the CSMs and ownership changes and things like that. That's been cleaned up on page one. And then we did remove condition number 11 on page 46 and renumbered everything. So condition number 11 is no longer on page 46. It was removed. It's a condition that has been addressed, which dealt with showing a stub for the water main into that area right there. They have done that. So we removed that condition. So again, staff has no objections to those changes, other than the fact that there are no plans in the plan commission packet that shows that to you, and therefore also no plans that were put online on the city website for the public to look at. We do that for all projects now, and as this being a more controversial project or a larger, more complicated project than normal, I would advise that it's more important to have that information available early, on time, online. For that, that's why I'm recommending table. So that is the public hearing for the PDD amendment. And as I said, there are associated site plan and CSM, but those are two separate items.
Look at the three items that are subject to this public hearing. Adding the state DOT land.
And showing the building changes.
Changing the buildings on the various parcels there.
That's one.
Changing the hours of operation for the snow park.
Two.
And changing the grooming conditions.
Oh, that's a suggestion. The third one would be removing condition number 11 about that water main stuff.
Okay. So we've got some new people here for public hearings. We ask that you come forward, give us your name and address, and use 3 minutes only. We ask that you stick to the topic of the public hearing and speak your piece, and we'll take notes and work through it as you will. So, open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want. Anyone wishing to speak?
Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. I oppose the major amendments to the PDD for Ballpark Commons. The Uniform Building Ordinance was created to promote the health, safety, morals, prosperity, aesthetics, and general welfare of the City of Franklin and environs. The ordinance were created to restrict and regulate land use and development. Why is this project being held to a lower standard than the rest of the city? This project abuts a residential neighborhood and the environmental corridor. Both should require the highest level of regulations nearby. Based on my research, it is not clear that any similar activity on Milwaukee County Parkland can be operated past 10 p.m. without a single event special permit. Was Milwaukee County even notified of this proposed regulation change? In addition, the ski hill is partially located in Greendale. Was that municipality even involved in this proposed modification? The commission should have approvals in writing from the county and Greendale before proceeding on that issue. Finally, operation of snow grooming equipment at any hour of the day without restriction and adjacent to residential neighbors should not be acceptable. What restriction does the county sound and light agreement contain concerning extending hours of operation or other operational aspects of this project? What does the Uniform Building Ordinance require for noise and light nuisances? Section 15-3.0442, attached to the Planning Commission submittal, makes reference to a comprehensive sound and light study. Was that study actually performed for the Ballpark Common development? I see that another major amendment is requested for the addition of a three-story, 53-unit apartment building. I want to express my concern that the most recent Eller's financial schedules proposed for Ballpark Commons were supplied without the appropriate 24-hour notice for the April 16th Common Council meeting. But more importantly, this does not make an informed judgment of market economic viability for any aspect of this project, including the apartments or retail. Just totaling up numbers to achieve the desired project valuation does not mean that any part of this business proposal is economically feasible at this location. Most significantly, a market feasibility study should have been included. Calculating hypothetic building valuations of development is not an assessment of feasibility. There are already 600 recently constructed apartments within 5 miles of this location and others entitled and under construction. There's no public basis for the financial projections used for this development. The financial spreadsheet supplied on Tuesday does not confirm current market viability for any aspect of the Ballpark Commons project or the feasibility of apartments or retail at this location. I again oppose any further funding of this project and the extension of times of operation or maintenance of the ski hill and all major amendments. I also request that the city stop granting approvals for the Ballpark Commons project without complete submittals and full analysis. I'm requesting that my speech be included on the online summary or in the official file. Do I need to email that to Sandy or hand it to you?
Cool. Email it to him.
All right, thank you, Ms. Ginn.
By the way, that's 2 minutes 56 seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's an inside joke. Anyone else wish to speak? Ma'am? Did you want to say? Barb? Mr. Seamer?
Orville Seamer, 3020 West Acre. I'm opposed to the apartment project here. I will remind you, it goes back about 20 years, but the Oak Creek Mayor, Christine Bastian, her major initiative when she got elected was to put a bunch of apartment buildings in Oak Creek. She didn't last very long. I'll also remind you, and I'm sure the mayor remembers this very well, it's only been about 3 or 4 years, a member of the Common Council here in Franklin was recalled because largely because of an apartment complex on 51st and Ryan Road. We already have too many apartments in Franklin. It does nothing but attract crime. Tenants don't have roots in the community. Maybe the developers screen their tenants very well. That's not the problem. It's the people that the tenants attract that largely cause a lot of the crime. So if with the last year, the there was a referendum to add police officers that was voted down. If we're going to have more crime, we're going to have to have more police officers here fairly soon, and that means more tax increases. So I am strongly opposed to any apartment buildings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Seaver. Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Okay. Commissioners, questions? Nope. Okay. Yeah. So,
Joel and Ben, we've heard a lot about the sound and light issue. Can you expound on that, where it sits right now in regards to the overall sound and light analysis?
There's two parts to that. One part is the condition that exists in the PDD is that Ballpark Commons has to meet the conditions that were imposed in that agreement they had with Milwaukee County, and that they just meet our normal sound and light standards. So, and then there's also a condition in the PDD above and beyond that for the comprehensive sound and light study. So the comprehensive sound and light study is an analysis that just shows, for instance, for the lights, it's not a comprehensive sound, it's just a comprehensive light, excuse me. It's just for the lighting. It's a comprehensive analysis, adding all the lights together to verify that it's still relatively within the levels that were originally approved by the Plan Commission and the original site plans that come in pieces. Because when you start adding all the lights together, it's a cumulative effect. It's not 1 plus 1, but it does, the light levels do increase when you add more lights, just not a 1 for 1 ratio. And those original approvals did not show all the lights. So that's why we have a condition for a comprehensive light analysis. That has been done for the stadium and the surrounding area. Although staff has concerns, and we'll be talking about that on the next item, item C2. But they have put together something. They have not done that for the rest of the ballpark commons. So if we would approve, and staff is not bringing that issue up for the PDD changes, staff would be bringing that up when we start talking about the site plan stuff. So there'll be a site plan approval part of this for the apartment changes. And then, like I said, we also had some concerns about the site plan for the stadium as well.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the hours of operation for the ski hill then, and the grooming. And it, you said you checked out other ski hills. Was it Sunburst, Slinger, Wilmot? Which ones? You didn't go to Michigan, did you?
No, although we did one out of state. Does Ben remember which ones we did? Ben did the research.
Yeah, I contacted a bunch. I apologize, I don't have them in front of me. The only one outlier, a lot of the ones you mentioned I did include.
Okay.
There was one near Minneapolis, actually, and it was next to an urban area. Their only concern was the DOT, because when they're making snow, it actually goes into the road right away. So there was concerns about traffic experiencing a lot of that. And some of my research included they had provisions such as they disabled the beeper devices that a lot of people will hear when they're grooming, big, large Arctic cats or whatever they are. They do the beeping sound that's very annoying. They disable those, even though they admitted technically that might be an OSHA violation. But that was their way of trying to be neighborly. And a lot of ski hills weren't this close to residential, and a lot of the ones you probably mentioned, they're outliers are out in the countryside. So, but there was some information that I passed on to Joel after doing some research.
Have there been any complaints, Mr. Deedle, that you've been aware of with current operations?
I believe there was one within the last couple of years.
One, okay.
And just for your information, too, they're only asking for an expansion of 1 hour. So right now, the lights are off at 10. We're supposed to be off at 10. They're asking for an extension of that to 11. But snow grooming would be allowed anytime they want.
Do they need the lights on to do the snow grooming? Or do they have lights on the equipment that would be sufficient?
Yeah, okay. Assuming the lights on the equipment are sufficient.
Okay. Thank you.
Commission's consideration, searching for the word there. I used to represent, well, I still do, the constituents next to the ski hill. And I don't think it's entirely unreasonable to put a condition in that the grooming on the west side of the hill starts first and ends at a particular time on the west side. Relative to the hours of operations, it's consistent. I don't see an issue there. With this particular item, I don't see any reason not to move forward with it as a recommendation to the Common Council. There's no outstanding drawings or other issues with this particular agenda item. Any other questions for staff? All right, let's give it a shot. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, to revise and relocate proposed mixed-use building M1 to a newly acquired parcel east of Ballpark Drive, formerly owned by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, at the southeast corner of Rawson Avenue and West Ballpark Drive, to add a single-story, approximately 11,000 square foot commercial retail building, and to revise hours of operations for the snow park at approximately 7115 Ballpark Drive in vicinity, with the condition that under item H, the 11 o'clock p.m. stop time is approved, and grooming on the west side of the hill be limited to hours prior to midnight, and those grooming operations are to commence first in any operation. Well, let's see what happens. I'm not stuck in it. Commissioner Morrow.
I'll make that motion with those amendments.
got midnight if anybody thinks to do it later, like the applicant's looking at.
Like, I'd love to just comment if it's possible.
Is there a motion? You're an advocate. So, Mr. Zimmerman. Joel.
So just, I think context is important. So as a practical nature, this has been going on since the mid-80s. And to Dana's point, when we originally did the deal with Milwaukee County, it was part of the deal was that we would keep the ski hill operation going on. But we did receive a complaint, I believe it was this past winter, where the police came up and said, hey, listen, technically, you know, there's nothing that says you can do this, and that's why we decided to do this. But west side, east side, the way that this snowmaking operation works is they build big, you know, big mounds of snow, and they just work all night. So to limit that a section to a certain hour, we can certainly accommodate. I think the spirit of the recommendation is good, but to limit that at a certain hour would essentially shut down that section. Could risk at least shutting down that section of the hill. So we don't have any real issues with the recommendation. We think the spirit of that is if we can start early on the west side to minimize, you know, the noise, we'd be more than happy to accommodate that. But I think anything more than that, limiting hours, does put at risk that certain sections of the hill. And as I said, as a practical nature, we've been doing this for, you know, almost two decades. So.
Okay, the motion includes the hours. The motion wish to continue that way?
If okay, I'd like to modify mine to remove the hours. But do keep the part about starting on the west side.
Okay, so 11 o'clock, end operations for the ski hill, grooming at any time, with the understanding that the west side will be groomed first.
Yes, sir.
Is that all clear? Is that your second?
Mayor? I'm sorry, I have a couple questions if now's a good time for it as it relates to the PDD amendment.
Mr. Martin?